Tav Chaf Hey Amid Beis, five lines from the top of the two dots. Rabbi Shmuel says that you're not allowed to use itron for the fuel for the Shabbos lechta. You're not allowed to use itron. My time, what's the reason? It has a bad odor. Therefore, we're afraid that it has a bad odor. People might therefore leave. They'll leave the meal. They'll leave the premises. So what? Why is that a problem? If the smell bothers him, let him leave. Because I say, hadlokas near b'shamas chayva. It's a chayva, it's an obligation to have Shabbos lech. And therefore, if he leaves, he's not being mekayim having the light where he is. So as Rashi explains, that it's kovod Shabbos to have by his meal, to have the light, to have it lit over there. It gives it more kovod, so it's a kovod Shabbos to have in his makom seuda that he has neiris, that he has light. Tosfos says it's also, Tosfos mishum oinek Shabbos. It's because a meal that has light, the meal itself is more tasteful. It's a more meal that people enjoy more. And there's a mitzvah of oinek Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to enjoy the meal, to enjoy the seuda. So it's also oinek Shabbos. So therefore, from what we see from here, from the Rishonim, that the Shabbos licht should be at the makom, specifically the makom seuda. It's not enough just to have the light in the house, but it's specifically to be b'makom the seuda, that gives a greater kavod and the greater oinek to the seuda. So therefore, he says, since hadlok is never Shabbos is a chayva, we're afraid, Rabbi Shmuel says, that if it has a bad odor, then people will leave, and they won't have their suda with light. Amar Rav Nachman bar Rav Zavda, v'amala Amar Rav Nachman bar Rava, Amar Rav hadlok is ner b'shabbos chayva. It's a chayva to have hadlok is ner b'shabbos. That's a chayva. Rachitzas yadayim raglayim b'chamin arves v'rishus, but erev Shabbos to wash the hands and feet with warm water, that's a rishus. That's not a chayv. It's not an obligation. It's a rishus. V'aniyomer, he says, however, what I say is that mitzvah, that it is a mitzvah, that the washing is also a mitzvah. My mitzvah, what is a mitzvah? D'amar v'yudah marav kachaya minhaga shel Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, that was his minig, erev Shabbos, mevim loya reva mloya chamin, they bring him a trough of warm water. V'raiches panav yada v'raglov, he used to wash his hands, his face, his feet, umisatev, and used to wrap himself in a cloak, the yeshiv besadinim mitzuyotzin, and he used to sit with sadin and linen cloaks which have tzitzis. V'daim l'malach Hashem tzvokes, and he was compared, looked like a malach Hashem tzvokes. He had that kind of hydrosplanet. So you see that was his minik, that he used to wash with it. So therefore, we see over here that it is a mitzvah to wash Erev Shabbos. So the lighting of the lecht is a chayva. That's an obligation. So Rav Shmuel says that we're afraid that if he has the itron, it has a bad odor, he'll leave. And it's a mitzvah, and he has to have the light where he eats. And washing, however, washing is not a chayva, it's a mitzvah. Now Tosfos points out, but Rabbi Shmuel himself is mater b'nafta. B'neft, with nafta, he says it's mutter, and here he says it's also, and that also has a bad odor. As Tosfos, that over there, yes, it has bad odor, but not k'dat k'day kach, that we're really so concerned he'll leave. Here the odor is much stronger, and it's therefore more of a concern that he will actually leave the meal where he is because of the odor. So that's why he is geyser over here. That hadlokas neiros is a chayva, and that's why we have the concern. Rechitza is only a mitzvah. Zok d'ran, the rechitza is a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah mamish. It's not mamish a mitzvah. This was the hanhaga that the chachamim had. This is a hanhaga that the tanoim had, and we adopted on ourselves as a mitzvah. It's a minik, and we adopted upon ourselves as a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah mamish, and therefore we do not make a bracha. We do not make a bracha on this rechitza. We do make a bracha on hadlokas neiros, but we don't make a bracha on the rechitza. Al kaponim Rav Yehuda bar Eloi, this was his minig erev Shabbos. He used to wash, and he used to misatif himself. He wrapped himself in a linen cloak that had tzitzis, and he was daima to Amal Hashem Tzvokis. Gemara continues, Vayu Talmidav mechavim imenu kanfei ksusim. But the Talmidim, they used to hide the corners of their garments because they did not put tzitzis on the garments. Now, what was the issue over here? What's the deal? Rav Yehuda bar Eloi, he had the cloak which was linen. The tzitzis, so the tzitzis had also tchelas. And the tzitzis were made out of wool. The tzitzis tchelas are made out of wool. It's kelayim. Hi, how can he have kelayim? Now, he was following the Shita Beis Shammai, that even though shatnez, wool and linen, is Osir's kelayim, but we darshan smichas, that even though it says that it's an Isser of shatnez, but the smichas, that right next to them, the Torah says, that it says, le'silva shat, samro pishtim, yachza bad gedilim tasalecha, make tzitzis. So Beis Hillel darshans, you can't have shatnez, you can't have wool and linen, but gedilim, tzitzis, you can have from kelayim. So it's mutter. So he held it's mutter. The Talmidim used to hide the corners of their garments because they did not put on tzitzis. So back in the Gemara Melahem, Bonai said, my sons, loy kach shanisilchem, did I not teach you sadim b'tzitzis? If you have a sadim, as far as the linen sheet with tzitzis, beishamai paichem, they say you don't put tzitzis on it. It's part from it because beishamai says you cannot have kilayim, you cannot have shatnez even by tzitzis. So if your beged is made out of linen, they're paichem beisil mechayvim. But beisil are mechayvim, you're chayv, because the mitzvah tzitzis is doiche shatnez, is doiche kilayim, so you must put on tzitzis. V'halacha divrei beis hillel. And the halacha is like divrei beis hillel, so you have to have tzitzis. But be'inu, the Talmidim, they held savri gzera mishum ksus laila. They held like the gzera, so chachamim, the chachamim gzera were afraid that if you put on the tzitzis on the sadin, you might also come to put it on a ksus laila. Now, by a garment that's used for nighttime, by tzitzis, it says re'isimoy. So you see, you look at the tzitzis. By tzitzis, it's re'isimoy. So, and therefore, a beged, that's a beged yoim, that's worn for the daytime, is chayv tzitzis. Something that which is used primarily exclusively for the nighttime is a ksus laila, and there is no chiyuv of tzitzis. We're afraid, the Chacham said, that even though the halach is like Beis Hillel, and the tzitzis is doyche kilayim, is doyche shatnez, but a person might similarly come to put on the sadin, which is used for the nighttime, and over there there's no mitzvahs of tzitzis, there's no mitzvah of tzitzis, and he might come out be wearing shatnez about kilayim, where there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. So they were geyser on all the sadinim because of the ksus laila. How can the Chachamim be oiker, the mitzvah of tzitzis? How can they tell you not to put on, do mivkayim, the mitzvah of tzitzis? Yesh koyach v'yad Chachamim laka davar min atayr b'shev al tase. By telling you not to do, they're not telling to violate, but telling not to do something, they have that koyach. So the Gemara now is darshan, we're talking about adlokas neiras. The Gemara has a drasha regarding that. But tiznach misholem nafshi nashisi taiva. So in Eicha, it's referring to the time of the Chorban, that I was miyayish from having shalom. I despaired, I was despondent from having peace. And nashisi taiva, I forgot good, I forgot what was good. Maiva tiznach misholem nafshi. What's it referring to? Amar v'avozu adlakas ner b'shabbos. They didn't even have enough money, the terrible geferel chatzoras, they didn't even have enough money to buy adlakas neres b'shabbos. Even that they couldn't have. That toiva, that good, they couldn't have. Nashisi toiva. Amar Rav Yirmiya, Bezu Beis HaMerchatz. So v'tizach misholem nafshi, they didn't have enough money for the adlakas neres, which is sholem bayis. And Nashisi Tzayva, I've forgotten what is good, is a Beis HaMerachatz. They weren't able to bathe in a Beis HaMerachatz. And Rav Yechanan says, Rav Yechanan, Amar Zuru Chitzas Yadayim Raglayim B'chamin. They didn't even have enough for the basic hygiene to wash their hands and feet with warm water. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Zumita Noah V'Kelem Noim Shalah. They didn't have basic a bed and proper kelim on it. They didn't even have the basic furniture or the living conditions that they even couldn't even have that. Rav Avi Amar, so mita mutzas, it's a bed that's spread, that's made a bed. V'ish mekushet es l'talmid chachamim, and a talmid chacham that has a wife that is adorned. And some of the Farshim say Mekushetis in this context means with a midas tayvais. They didn't even have the basic living conditions, and Talmud Chacham didn't even have the mita mutzas and a proper wife. Ton Rabbanu Nezehu Aizeh Oshir, who is considered a wealthy person, Kol Sheyesh Lo Nachas Ruach Ba'Asher, Difer Amer. Amer says, if he has peace with his wealth, Yisameach B'chalkai, his wealth bring, doesn't matter how much, it is the effect that it has on him. If his wealth brings him nachas ruach, it gives him peace of mind, he's wealthy, it doesn't matter what his bank account is. If he has much wealth, he could be a fantastic, wealthy person, but if it doesn't bring him peace of mind, he's not wealthy. Simon Memtez Kuf Samach Ribitar Fenoimer, who is considered a wealthy person, called Sheyesh Le Kuf Kromim, if he has 100 vineyards, Umeya Sodas, and 100 fields, the Kuf Avodim Shoivimem, and 100 slaves to work the fields. A fantastic amount of money. It's Chorah Dover Pella that Ribitar Fen should be saying that who's considered wealthy if he's a billionaire. It seems to be not consistent with Hezev Osher Samech Bechalke. The way the Marsha explains it is, he's telling you just the opposite. If your machshava is wealth, to accumulate wealth, and to have wealth for honor, for kavod, etc., there's no limit. The wealthy, you need 100 fields, 100 vineyards, 100 slaves working them, there's really no limit. Meaning, as much as you're going to accumulate, you can always accumulate more. So he said it in terms of like a euphemism. How much wealth? Oh, unlimited wealth. Meaning that to be wealthy is Sameach B'chelke. Rabbi Kiva, Imer Kol Sheyesh Le'isha No B'Masim, he says, what is wealth? When as well people want wealth for all kinds of purposes, to adorn their wives by all kinds of luxuries, to glorify themselves in these matters. He says, a person has an Isha No B'Masim, has a wife that has Midas Taivis, and her maisim, ramaisim taivim, he's considered wealthy. Rabbi Yosi Omer Kol Sheyesh Lo Beis HaKiseh Samach L'Shulchanai, if he has enough to take care of his basic physical requirements. If people want wealth for all kinds of reasons, for their physical needs, for their health, and for their old age, etc. He says, if you can take care of your basic physical requirements, there's a basic kisei close to the place where you eat, so you can take care of your basic health needs, then he's considered wealthy. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Ein Madlikim Bitzari, you cannot light with balsam oil. It's also to use balsam oil as the shemen, as a fuel for the neris. My time, what's the reason for that? Amar Rabbi Mitach Shirecha Noidev, Zera Hashem Yistapik Mimenu. He says, because since the reach of it is noidif, it is strong and it has a strong, good aroma, we're afraid that maybe he'll be mistopic, he'll take from some of the oil, and taking from the oil is a machabe, just like adding the oil to the flame is mavir. Taking from the oil is mechaba, and we're afraid that he'll want to save some of this oil, he'll remove some of the oil, and therefore he'll come to be mechaba. Amalei Abaya, v'lei mamar, b'bnei shu'av. Why don't you say a different reason? B'bnei shu'av. Why don't you say because the flame jumps and it can catch on to the walls and can burn down the house? And the way the Rashba explains this is, and therefore it has an application not only for Shabbos, now you're explaining it in the Shabbos context that we're afraid to want to save some of this good oil with this aroma and it'll remove some of the oil on Shabbos and therefore come to the mechaba. Well, why don't you say that it might be a sakona and therefore you can't use it, and this is an application which would apply even b'chol, even on weekdays. So it'd be much broader. This way, the way you're explaining it, it limits it to Shabbos, but not during the rest of the week. So, v'leimimar b'nei shu'av, the Moran says, chadavayit kamar, really giving one reason, and it now applies to the second as well. Chadavayit kamar, chadav b'nei shu'av. The first reason is that it's off, that it jumps. V'oy gzer Hashem mistapik mena. And secondly, because he might be mistapik mena, he might come to take from the oil, which is a specific Shabbos application, applies specifically to Shabbos. L'chayra, one would say that, meaning even though he should not use it because of those reasons during the weekday, but if for some reason that's not a concern for the weekday reason, for L'chayra, one could say that the nafka mina would be that if, for instance, he has a covering over, there's something above the flame that will protect it, that it has some sort of covering on it, that it will not be able to jump and reach the walls. Or if the walls or the house is, the walls are not flammable, or there's a great distance, it's a very large house with high ceilings and a large, large room where it might not be a consideration, but for Shabbos, nevertheless, on Shabbos, that would be a concern, and it's a gzera that he cannot use it, it would be aser to use it for the Shabbos. Just to illustrate this, the properties of this balsam oil, of this shemen, of the tzori, that how its properties and that the flame jumps, there was a certain mother-in-law, she hated her daughter-in-law. Anoint yourself with this balsam oil, and rub it on yourself, the balsam oil. And she, Oslo, Ikshit, and the daughter-in-law listened, and that's what she did. When she came, so she's the mother-in-law said to her, go light a candle. Ozel et l'shraga, that's what she did. And intcha bein nura, the flame jumped, v'achlosa, and it consumed her. So it shows the sakana of this type of shemen, sorry, this balsam oil.